Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until Trump builds a wall. But Adam Laxalt refused President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit. We are now 18 days from Election Day. Early voting in most places across the state of Nevada begins tomorrow. And as you know, we are your statewide radio program of record. Check with your registrar to make sure when early voting begins. For instance, in Searchlight, there's only one day of early voting. That is the 24th. What is America thinking 18 days out from the midterms? Let's check in with Pat Caudill, public opinion pollster, political film consultant. He served in the Carter White House, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. You see him on cable news all the time. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
First of all, let me ask you, we've been hearing from Democrats for months now, the idea that we're having we're in the midst of a blue wave, that Democrats are going to take over the House. They may even take over the Senate, and that there's going to be some sort of wave election coming up. You keep your ear to the ground. You look at the numbers. You see the polls. What do the polls tell you?
Well, I think the great blue tide has subsided. That's not to say, you know, we have 18 more days. But what would look much stronger is now closing up, particularly in Senate races, and also in House races. There's an article this morning in Politico, which has caused quite a sensation, saying that Republicans, even a few Democrats, believe the House is almost even now, could be even. And that's some kind of an amazing statement from where we were. I think what's happening is the Kavanaugh nomination battle and the aftermath galvanized many Republicans and Republican-leaning independents to pay attention. But I think the race has now become something, and I think Trump is working hard to define it as not just Trump, but the consequences, he said, as he put it last night in Montana, of Kavanaugh, caravans, chaos, and what have you. And I think that the Democrats have kind of overstepped it. The resistance, which is now leading to what people are seeing, which is demonstrations in the streets, driving people out of restaurants. In Minnesota, two Republican candidates get attacked. That sort of stuff is not helpful. And there was a Rasmussen poll this week which tested Hillary Clinton's proposition, not with her name, which made it much worse, but civility can't return until the Democrats win, their party wins, and that was overwhelmingly rejected. And more importantly, people were asked in that poll if they thought the Democrats were going to take one or both of the houses, did they think that would lead to a more civil debate or worse, or things would get worse? And they overwhelmingly thought it would get worse. So there's an underlying uneasiness. But I think the Republicans have been very late to nationalizing this election. And in that sense, it's been nationalized around Trump. And it's important that, and then he's trying to do that, to nationalize it around consequences. And that is starting to show up. You're seeing it in House races and in Senate races. You have a very close one in Nevada, which is everyone's looking to. And I think that's very tight race right now.
Yeah, two point race according to the latest polling we've seen. You touched on the Brett bump. What was the Brett bump? What was it that Americans found so revolting?
They found the conduct, first of all, the notion that we were going to dispense with you're innocent until proven guilty. They didn't like that at all. And they didn't like, not that they didn't think that his accuser was not credible, but they also thought he was credible. And the way the Democrats in the Senate treated this, and then the people going out in the halls and harassing people, you know, a mob, frankly, going up to the Supreme Court and trying to break down the doors. I mean, this stuff makes middle-class voters and independent voters and people who are not very political very nervous. You've had that added to it by statements like the Attorney General, former Attorney General, saying when they go low, we kick them, as opposed to, you know, and Hillary Clinton's comment, there can be no civility till the Democrats win, and all of that stuff going on. And this morning, I think the race is, it's 18 days, but that's a long period, and it is still in flux.
Well,
I think that we will be, the turnout is going to be critical. Who turns out where?
Again, Pat Caudill joining us, public pollster, political film consultant, served in the Carter White House, and you see him on cable news all the time. I want to ask you about women. There have been people saying that the president has trouble with women, yet he did well in November of 2016 with women running against a female candidate. Does he have a woman problem?
Well, yes, he has. I mean, it's partly his style. And, you know, he won white women in 2016 and married women. That was who he won. Single women voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. Minority women did as well. But he has, particularly among upper-income suburbanites, who are generally, in some cases, basically lean Republican. They've had problems with his personality and tweets, what have you, and yet they're also being moved by these other forces. So the question is, because the people who are afraid of chaos most are those suburban voters. And I think that issue is still hanging out there, if you will. 18 days doesn't seem like much, but it can be a lifetime, as you know, in news business and politics. And that's better than 2 weeks to go, and that's really critical. This is the period where Trump in 2016 began to make his move on Hillary Clinton, which was very predictable, except that most of the polls didn't know how to ask the questions and got the results they wanted. I think this is, and so this year, I think you got to be very skeptical. But nonetheless, I think this entire political situation is tightening, and it's going to be a horse race.
We talked about women. I want to talk about minority voters. You've heard about, and we've talked a lot on this show about, hashtag walk away, encouraging those that have voted Democrat for decades to maybe rethink their voting. What have you done for me lately? That kind of thing. Is that going to be a factor? And we've seen one poll at least where African Americans were at 25-30% approval rating for Trump. Are we seeing something different with minorities with people of color?
Well, yes. Well, we're seeing a mix. We're seeing a conflict between their natural instincts, which are to be Democrats, and their economic situations, which even they recognize are improving. This is particularly true among Hispanics. So, you know, you've got some conflicting things here. And I'm not sure the Democrats have done enough. You know, they're just the assumption that they will get these voters. Well, they don't help them if they don't get them out. And I'm not sure they've got them all. Trump, as you said, is getting, you know, a quarter of African Americans giving him the approval rating. That's unheard of for a Republican. And that definitely has to do with the economy, particularly with African-American men. And Hispanics is even higher. Whether that will overcome or not or subside or the conflict, cross currents, often keep people from voting because they just don't know what they want to do.
Hey, Pat, in our final couple of minutes, I'm curious, though, because you bring up a kind of a question for 2020 is, can Democrats win if they don't get 90% of the black vote?
No. I'll just tell you right now. If he is, you know, I'm amazed that the White House is so slow to have reached out on their potential here. But if it's less than 90%, no, they can't win, I don't think.
Wow.
That's just a flat-off statement. Because you have to remember, since they get 90% normally of every voter, so everyone under there is a whole, almost an entire point swing, two-point swing from Democrat to Republican. That's why I say it's they get less than 90, they can't win it.
Wow. And one final question. We begin early voting here in Nevada in most places. Some places have just one day. Little small towns have just like one day. Do you like early voting, and does it make it tougher on pollsters?
No. Well, it does to some extent. I don't like it for this reason. We are supposed to have an election day. We're supposed to culminate into an election. One of the reasons that 2016 had such a distorted turnout, I mean, the popular vote versus the electoral vote, and in many states, as I wrote on the day before election, when I said the public is in revolt, and we will see what happens. But I also cautioned that people have been voting, and yet the race hadn't reached a peak yet. We're supposed to have elections that reach peaks before Election Day. And I am very much against, you know, I don't mind early voting a couple of days before, whatever. But I believe the election day should be that, election day. We want to make it election weekend, fine. You want to do anything that doesn't, make it a holiday for people who vote, you know, whatever. But we this voting early, and then people who voted can't change their minds. And particularly if they're in movement. And it undercuts the natural development of a campaign, and that's my problem with it. We put convenience over the idea of what an election is.
Pat, look in that crystal ball of yours. I know 18 days is a lifetime in politics, but tell me what you see happening on November 6th.
Well, I think the Republicans, I can say this, I think pretty for sure, I think they will hold the Senate and probably make some gains in those states that Trump did well in. That seems to be developing. The House, that's anybody's guess right now. This could, some people think it could come down to a couple of seats. I still think the Democrats have a slight edge because of money and other things that they put in this, but I wouldn't be shocked. But if you forced me, I would say, well, I guess I think the Democrats probably will win the House by at least a couple of seats. That I could be wrong, and that's why I'm saying that's a tougher one to call right now. Which tells us a lot what's happened in the last month.
Well, and the other thing is that this thing, I mean, you're talking about 18 days. There's still stuff percolating out there. There could be, an October surprise. The caravan, the president pointed out last night, could be one of those October surprises.
That is a visual of, you know, and look, let me just say this about immigration. Democrats are in a bind here. They have gone off the deep end when they propose abolishing ICE. and sanctuary cities. And public doesn't like those things. And there, I've seen polling, which has tested Trump's position that the Democrats are more interested in the in protecting illegal immigrants than they are in American citizens. And that's a 20-point margin of people who agree with him. There's a very real undercurrent. That caravan is the picture of what chaos is. And his standing up on that, you're right, it's very visual, too. It's but all of this blends together. I think if people, I'll say one quick thing. I think if people also focus on impeachment, you know, we know from, again, a Rasmus poll a couple months ago, and I've seen data since supporting it, people believe that if they're going to institute impeachment proceedings against Trump, it will be very harmful to the economy, and among other things. And that's what Jerry Nadler, if the Democrats win the incoming Judiciary Committee, he's talking about impeaching Kavanaugh, which is insane, and impeaching Trump. And the American people, I'm not sure, want to go through that.
No, I don't think they do either. If folks want to know more about where they can find your writings, where they can find you, is there a place to go? Is there a website, a Facebook page? What?
No. I don't do social media. It takes too much time. I don't tweet. You can find me on the air. You can, you know, just Google me. I'll pop up with stories and stuff and interviews, and find me on shows like yours right now.
Oh, that is great. Pat, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Great. My pleasure.
Thank you. Pat Caddell joining us, public opinion pollster, political film consultant, served in the Carter White House, in other campaigns. And as you see, he knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to polling. And he says, Republicans will probably gain in the Senate, but he's just not there yet to be able to tell you what's going to happen in the House. None of us, though, and that's why it's so important. Danny Tarkanian, by the way, will join us at 10:30. There is breaking news from his campaign. We'll tell you what that is coming up a little bit later on in the program. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's a busy, busy Friday as we continue live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. and later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Let me give you a quick look at the roadmap. We got a busy, busy show. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear some clips from the president's speech in Missoula, Montana. The president on a three-state West Coast swing, Missoula, Montana. Boy, you want to talk about a picturesque setting in Big Sky Country. That was awesome last night. The president pulling up Air Force One right behind the stage. I mean, that was pretty damn cool. We'll let you hear some clips from his speech. He went right after the Democrats, talking about the election's going to be about Kavanaugh, about the caravan. Ooh, ugly, ugly, ugly. Also, Danny Tarkanian, breaking news from his CD3 campaign. You're going to want to hear this. That's coming up about 10:30. At 10 o'clock, Lynn Armanino, Nevada Federation of Republican Women. Does the president have a woman problem? And could women be the key to elections all across the state of Nevada? We're going to talk about that and more coming up, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone, check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. And by the way, it's not too early to think about Christmas. Ooh, yeah. I want you to hear the president. I promised I'd let you hear the president. He spoke for a little over an hour. And of all places, Missoula, Montana. Huge crowd at an airport hangar. And I imagine that's what we're going to find Saturday in Elko at the regional airport. And I don't know how many they can hold, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be a big crowd, a raucous crowd, and there is nothing more patriotic than watching Air Force One taxi right behind the podium and make the symbol of our country around the world, Air Force One, make it the backdrop for the speech. This was the president last night in Missoula, Montana, and he was talking, obviously, to the people of Montana, but I think there was a larger message to the rest of the country and here in Nevada, explaining to voters what this midterm election is all about.
Come Election Day, Americans will remember Kavanaugh, and they will remember all sorts of other things because that was a shameful act. And there are many other shameful acts, including what they're doing to our border by saying, we're not going to give you the laws that you need to protect our country. But we're taking it and we're doing it and we have great things happening. This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things. Law and order, Kavanaugh. Remember common sense. And remember, it's going to be an election of the caravan. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And now we're starting to find out, and I won't say it 100%. I'll put a little tiny question mark at the end. But we're probably not going to need it. But we have the fake news back there. Fake news. But a lot of money's been passing to people to come up and try and get to the border by Election Day because they think that's a negative for us. Number one, they're being stopped. And number two, regardless, that's our issue. So this is the problem with them. They have one thing. They stick together. They vote together. They're bad politicians. They have horrible policy. They hate ICE. They don't like our military. They don't like our vets. They're always fighting us on that. They have lousy policy. The one thing, they stick together. But they wanted that caravan. And there are those that say that caravan didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. A lot of reasons, that caravan, 4,000 people. But I just want to thank the Mexican government because they're stopping it, hopefully, before it ever gets to Mexico. As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary. All caused because of the illegal immigration onslaught brought by the Democrats because they refuse to acknowledge or to change the laws. They like it. They also figure everybody coming in is going to vote Democrat, you know. Hey, they're not so stupid when you think about it, right? But they are crazy, and the crazy Democrats refuse to support any form of border security legislation to fix our absolutely horrible, old-fashioned, loophole-ridden immigration laws.
I thought the president was spot on last night. This election is going to be about the angry mob. It's going to be about Kavanaugh. It's going to be about the caravan. And that caravan just keeps rolling and rolling closer and closer to our southern border. It looks like the government of Mexico may step in. I hope they do. Now, I want to ask you a question. And in fact, I'll open up all of our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out about this idea of bringing our military to our southern border to defend our sovereignty. You'll notice the crowd in Missoula, Montana cheered, huge cheer, when the president mentioned it. My guess is it will be the same in Mesa, Arizona tonight and on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, in Elko. By the way, if you want tickets, go to DonaldJTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com, and you can order your tickets. You have to have tickets to get in. And again, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. But I urge you to get your tickets. If you do not already have a hotel room, I will tell you, it's very difficult to get a hotel room in and around Elko. Yeah. It's... And to those of you planning on going, those of you listening in Battle Mountain, or maybe you're coming over from Reno or Sparks or Carson City, I urge you to get there early. The speech is at 11. The event is at 11. And my guess is, I could be wrong on this, let me just put it this way. They will probably start very close to 11. Maybe a few minutes, 5 minutes afterwards, but by and large, I think 11 o'clock will be it. So if you're going to get there early, and I'm talking about 2-3 hours early. Enjoy the camaraderie. One of the great things when we had the event here a couple of 3 weeks ago was walking the line outside the convention center and talking with the folks wearing the red MAGA hats. Oh, it was so much fun. I mean, these are patriots. These are people that care about their country. They don't care about power. They desperately care about their country. And they want to take their country back. And they want to drain the swamp. I absolutely love it. Now, why would the president go all the way to Missoula, Montana? Not a lot of electoral votes. There's a key Senate race, obviously. But let's go to cut five because the president was very adamant about this, that for him, this trip to Missoula, Montana was deeply personal. Here is the president last night in Missoula.
John Tester led the Democrat mob in the effort to destroy the reputation of a great man, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Now, Admiral Jackson, I got to know well. He's a doctor in addition to being an admiral. He's a handsome, wonderful father. His son had just graduated, high in his class at Annapolis, incredible young man, beautiful family, incredible wife. And Tester said things about him which were a disgrace. And I say the people of Montana would not stand for it. What he said about Ronnie Jackson. He was the doctor for President Bush, for President Obama, and for President Trump. And he was high quality. And it's my fault. I said, Admiral, how would you like to head up the VA? I want somebody great. You're an admiral. You're a leader. And he's 50 years old. He never had a problem in his whole life. A little bit like Justice Kavanaugh. You know, really a very fine, high quality, handsome guy. Never had a problem. And he said, sir, I had never thought of it, but I'll do whatever your wish is, sir. He didn't really want it. He didn't really want it. And he might not have been qualified, but here's a doctor at a high level. And he's a man that everybody respected. I saw that. And respect is so important. And I know he'd do a good job and he'd put his heart into it. He's very smart. But he said, sir, if you'd want me to do it. He really didn't. He was all set. 50 years old. He was going to get a second star. He was going to retire and go into running a big hospital system or something. He was all set. But he didn't want to disappoint me. So he said, sir, if you'd like me to do it, I will do it. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Ronnie.
You'll be fantastic. He would have done a great job. And I announced that he was going to be my choice. And he was attacked so viciously, so violently by John Tester, like I've never seen before. True. All lies, all made up stuff. Remember knocking at somebody's door at 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember that? Knock it. And I checked with Secret Service. Did that happen? No, sir, it didn't. They checked it. Sir, that didn't happen. They came in. I want to know. Sir, it didn't happen. Didn't even come close to happening. I think he wasn't even there. They made up a series of lies that were horrible. And John Tester led the group. That's really why I'm here. It's not that we need the vote so badly. I think we're going to do very nicely in the Senate, I hope. I think we should pick up seats. But I have, first of all, I have a lot of respect for the man that's running, Matt. But also I'm here because I can never forget what John Tester did to a man that's of the highest quality. You would have loved this man in this state. He'd be one of you. He'd be one of you. And so I said, I got to come. I got to come here. I got to help. Because what he did was unfair. What he did was vicious. What he did was as they did with Judge Kavanaugh.
The president, I thought, was absolutely brilliant last night in Missoula, Montana. He'll be in Mesa, Arizona tonight. Tomorrow at 11, Air Force One will roll up to the regional airport in Elko. And to those of you that have never been to one of these hangar rallies, they are absolutely phenomenal. Weather, I suppose, will be great. I'm just guessing. We'll double-check the weather. But it'll be inside a hangar, so it won't really matter. But I'm just telling you, it's going to be a phenomenal day in Elko, and this will be his 12th trip to Nevada. I think it's absolutely amazing. I got to take a break. We're running way late. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. We're going to talk in our final segment of this hour about this whole notion of sending troops to the border. If the caravan proceeds unimpeded to our southern border, is it okay to send the military to our border and defend our border in any way needed? I say yes. We're going to find out what you say. Now you can say, well, these people are refugees. How can you do this? That's cold. That's heartless. We have a sovereign border. We have the right to defend our sovereign border. There are some horrific stories, I'm sure, that are coming towards our southern border in that caravan of 4,000. But as the president pointed out, money has been changing hands. This caravan is not organic. It is AstroTurf. I added the AstroTurf thing. Anyway, we'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor. It is live and local now. We are still, believe it or not, we are still in negotiations with the White House about possibly getting the president on Monday's show. We'd have to tape the interview, obviously, on Saturday when he's here in the state. But we are in negotiations right now. I'll keep you posted, okay? It would be really a lot of fun to have the president on the show. This is one of those things. You know, when you say, what would you ask the president of the United States? And that's a tough one. That is a tough one. By the way, let's go to cut six. And this is a question I might ask him tomorrow. You know, what will you get? What is at stake tomorrow? Because remember, early voting begins tomorrow. Most places around the state. Now, in Searchlight, it's the 24th, and other communities have one day. Check your registrar to find out. Check your sample ballot to find out when you've got early voting. But this is one of the questions I may ask him tomorrow. You know, what do you get? What do you get? And this is cut six. What do you get if you vote Democratic? Listen to the president.
Nancy Pelosi,
Brian Chuck Schumer and the radical Democrats, they want to raise your taxes. They want to impose socialism on our incredible nation, make it Venezuela, because that's what's going to happen. They want to take away your health care because you won't be able to have it. Our country won't be able to afford it. Destroy your Second Amendment and throw open your borders to deadly drugs and vicious gangs, because plenty of them are coming across, and a lot of drugs. Democrats have become the party of crime. It's true. Who would believe you could say that, and nobody even challenges it? Nobody, you know, who would believe? I said, started a couple of months ago. You know, they've really become the party of crime. I said, I'm going to put that in. I'm going to say that when I make speeches. Nobody's ever challenged it. Maybe they have. Who knows? I have to always say that, because then they'll say, they did actually challenge it. And they'll put like, then they'll say, he gets a Pinocchio. So maybe they did challenge it, but not very much. It's become really, they have become the party of crime because of what they do. They would rather devastate American communities than defend America's borders. The Democrat Party has become too extreme to be trusted with power. Their radical policies are a danger to your family and to your country. If you want to drain the swamp, you must defeat the Democrats, and you must defeat Senator John Tester.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you, in fact, I'm just trying to get in my mind what it is I want to ask. There's so much I want to ask him. I know we're not going to have a lot of time with him, but it's just, to me, it's incredible to get an opportunity to speak with the president. We'll know probably maybe before we leave the air today if we're going to be able to pull this off. But we'll air it first thing on Monday, and the president of the United States on this radio program. That would be wild. Coming up, Lynn Armenino is going to join us. You know, we've talked about, does Trump have a woman problem? Apparently not in this state. Apparently not in this state. Because Lynn Armenino is going to join us. She's with Nevada Federation of Republican Women. And they are working tirelessly to get Republicans elected all across the state. And is there a, quote, woman problem for the Trump administration? I think that's something that was kind of invented, created out of whole cloth by the Democrats. If you'll notice, the president, we were talking with Pat Caddell earlier in the hour. If you will notice, the president did great with women, running against a woman. And my guess is in 2020, he'll probably do just as well, maybe better. Stick around. We got so much to do. Lynn Armenino joins us. Don't forget Danny Tarkanian at the bottom of the next hour. There is breaking news out of CD3 that you're going to want to know about. Danny Tarkanian will join us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.